Justin.
You there, Justin?
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, he would. Yeah, we're just talking about Dean Weber passing, who's a legendary trainer. We've had him on the show quite a bit. Yeah, Roger, if you were lucky enough to be in that circle, you know, some people didn't feel worthy to get taped by Dean. It took a while. It took a few years to do that, but he was a legendary guy. I'm sure we'll see if Craig remembers Dean. But anyway, he passed away last night at age 78. Was really sick. I'm really grateful. I spent a few hours with him. You know what he did, guys? He wanted me to come see his house. Try that. Either one of those headsets, Craig. He wanted me to come to his house, Justin and Raj, to see his collection. And he was worried that a lot of this, of all his Razorback memory, but he didn't look at it as his. He just says, right now, if you go to the U of A, they've basically wiped away the history of the 60s, 70s. There's nothing there other than a few pictures of people. It used to be there was a museum. Sure. They had trophies. They've got that in storage. And so I told Kevin Traynor, I know it is, and it's something that needs to be addressed. And anyway, so, you know, but Dean had pictures of him, you know, standing with the big Orange Bowl cup and Lou Holtz. Remember those pictures they would do and all the players? I mean, you're talking about he was around some of the greatest players for 50 years on basketball and football. And Josh and Justin and Craig, I was saying I would show up at a funeral for one of my teammates and Dean would be there. Mm-hmm. Dean made the effort to stay connected to all these guys, and there's nobody else who's done that up there, and he's the last to do it. And I remember telling somebody not long ago, once he's gone, you know, we've lost
end of an area,
end of a connection. And anyway, sad deal, but what a life he lived. Good morning, Craig. How are you?
Good morning. And the players that played that I've talked to regard him as a hero.
Oh, there's no question.
Because they come off the field in pain or something, and Dean would get there. He'd be right there.
Yeah, he would. And I remember having a conversation my sophomore year, and he said, David, he said, if you can't get through this practice, why don't we decide this? 1982. It was preseason. If you can't get through this practice, I think you need to hang it up. And I remember thinking, okay. So I'll go out there, and I remember I had a great practice. I tackled Gary Anderson in the open field, which is, you know, lucky.
That's awesome.
He was so good. And I remember, okay, I'm going to be okay. But like you said, he was there when you were down, and he had his own demons, too, that he struggled with. He was an alcoholic and struggled with that. But
really?
And I think he lost his son to suicide. But just a great guy, a legendary figure.
Well, heading on back, I mean, I guess is his wife still alive?
No, I don't think so. He divorced a long time ago.
Okay, so any family going to get this memorabilia? I think, what are they going to do with it? But I think with all the money that they're spending on to whatever they're going to do to the stadium and all that, they have got to have something with all that old stuff. Not necessarily his.
I talked to Kevin about maybe doing something in the Letterman Club, like a tribute to Dean. And remember, Justin, I don't know if you remember, if you were on the show with us, and Craig, you may have heard this story. Houston Nutt, which we may get on the show a little bit later, he was the one that Dean was the one who got the little bats. We got that wood that Darren McFadden used, and that was Dean was the one who ordered those. So anyway,
I can still remember him in the tunnel with the bats.
I know.
And that was him.
And they weren't supposed to be down. And remember, they weren't supposed to be in Baton Rouge for that game, and somehow I guess he took a few of them. And McFadden.
I think both Houston and McFadden told us their parts of that. Yeah.
Big game tonight, Tennessee and Arkansas, 8 o'clock tip time, post-game show with Josh and Wes will be around 10 o'clock or 10:30 at walk-ons.
Can I interrupt real quickly? I'm hung up on you tackling Gary Anderson in the open field.
Yeah, it was
field.
A blind tackle, yes.
Why couldn't you catch Bo Jackson in the Liberty Bowl?
Craig, if you go back and watch the film, it happened about 10 times, thank you very much, for a total of 15 tackles.
Another Arkansas Razor.
You know, one of the things I always love
missed tackle.
Craig, one of the things I always love telling is that I made a point. I studied that game. I studied game film. We knew the wishbone back and forth because we were running it. I was ready. And I made sure every time I lifted him off the ground, I would pat him on the butt. I'd go, good job, Bo.
Nice.
Good job, Bo.
That fueled you a little bit, too. Absolutely.
Of course, then the one play I'm not in there. He breaks a 40-yard run and makes it look like, you know, everybody else is running with concrete shoes.
A matter of time.
Right. Welcome
he
aboard.
Has the hiccups.
Thank you.
Now.
Officially.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah. Now, you haven't been on the show with Justin Moore. Say hello to Justin.
Justin, good to talk to you. Don't see you, but it's good to talk to you. This is like having an imaginary friend. Now I know what that's like.
Is he not on there?
Justin?
Hello?
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 We got you.
You're on a different timeline. I apologize.
Yeah, Craig.
Yeah, great to talk to you as well, man. I've been a fan, and you've been an inspiration from a.
Hold on, let's get a well-oiled machine here.
This is par for the course.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Well, par for the course for this show.
I'm an 80s guy. I go for the big headphones.
Can you hear Justin now?
Now I can.
Okay, go ahead, Justin. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, third time's charm here.
Right.
No, I was just going to say I've been a fan for a long time, and you've been an inspiration from afar. So great to talk to you, Craig.
I was never at a fire.
You know, it was Craig, we've got an open that Roger's going to play in a second, and part of that was going back and listening to the prank calls that you have, and I had not done that in a while, and you know, this is not about going back and reliving every bit of your past, but they're so good. The calls are so good that you can't hardly do that anymore. And so that's actually part of your open. But I'm gonna tell you, you were amazing back then doing those.
Unless it's my imagination, I want to say Craig prank called my dad at some point, and I don't know why. I thought maybe because he was a postmaster or something.
Justin, statute of limitations. You cannot take me. I know you got lawyers.
I gotta ask my dad. No, that's where I came to know of your work is because my dad loved you and still does.
Now, what was the post office?
Poen.
Huh.
Where I'm from, I this could be my imagination, but I'll have to ask my dad. But yeah, I remember all the prank calls. But when I was a kid, it was a big deal.
Talk about moving forward. I think Craig, it would be a great idea because Roger's done some prank calls himself.
Well, before you go on, let me just say this. It can't be done like because a call a caller ID changed everything.
If I find that guy,
you need to back down, young man.
No, all I'm saying is
don't poo-poo me.
I'm not poo-pooing. It's just he does them the best, and I tried them here, but with caller ID,
trust me, there's a way.
Well, I know Star 69. Believe me, I've used that in the past for other things.
And you don't have to call. You don't have to call a cell phone. You can also call a business as well.
No, that's true. And we might, you know, we might be.
Anyway, my point. Roger has done his fair share of funny prank calls too.
I would love
to see some collaboration.
We'll get
you
some
two.
Trade and go to lunch and talk about it.
Let's officially hit his open there, Roger Dodge. So he's got a paid sponsor here. Let's play it. Here we go.
He's a legend in the state of Arkansas.
See, if y'all run out of the field, it's going to say, Texas.
His 55 years in television and radio broadcasting is unparalleled.
His name is Craig O'Neill.
He has helped raise over $9 million for charity. Brought to you by Petty Jean Meats. Petty Jean Meats, locally owned and operated for four generations. With Petty Jean Meats, people always know where their meat is coming from. Made right here in Arkansas. Please welcome Craig O'Neill.
Let the pigeons loose, Josh.
Man.
You know, Josh was, we were saying, Josh, yeah, 55 years altogether in radio and TV. That's a lot. Now,
still got a fastball.
Did you, I was going to go back real quick because, you know, part of your career is being the PA announcer for the Razorbacks. Did you know Dean? I was going to ask, did you actually know Dean as part of your relationship with the U of A or no?
He recognized me. Yeah. One time Houston had me come walk onto the practice field.
Yes.
And Dean waved.
Yes.
But that was about it. I got the Dean Weber wave. And he recognized
it. Now, Justin, last week, Craig jumped on the bandwagon with Roger Scott, which meant jump off the bandwagon. And it got written up in an article written about it. It says Hunter Yurecek should be worried about Craig O'Neill and what you said.
Well, and the big thing with me that came from that was he got everything. He said exactly what I said.
He was listening. He's
out there writing it down.
It's on a podcast now. Whatever you say is recorded.
Oh, that's
right.
Yeah.
So,
what they got. Let me just say that last night, the third episode of Vanderpump Rules was on, so we'll see. It was nice.
Justin, you saw that in the article. The guy included Roger because I'd rather watch Vanderpump Rules. Tonight, you got the according to the Oakland Sportsbook, Justin, 9.5-point dog to Tennessee. I told Josh, I don't know why I think we're going to play well. I have no reason to think
that. Your homerism coming up.
Maybe that's what it is.
What's playing well?
Covering
within 10
covering, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Participation.
Okay, let's ask Justin. Listen, Justin is as depressed as you and Roger about this basketball team.
Yeah.
Do you think, Justin, that Arkansas will cover tonight?
See, I'm offended by the question as a race ref. Like, you know what I mean?
You're right.
That's where we are.
I know.
We're hoping
you're right.
that we cover
right.
in basketball against Tennessee.
They are number five. I know. That's a great point.
But
I know.
Still, I mean, they'll go into the tournament as a one or two or maybe three at the worst seed, and then they'll lose in the first or second round like they always do.
Yeah.
I mean, and we've been to two Elite Eights and a Sweet 16 the last 3 years, and we're on here going, guys, wouldn't it be great if we could just cover?
I didn't say that.
Like,
I just asked. I said that would be great. I know. That's where we are.
I know.
If you haven't gotten to watch Tennessee, he's got a kid named Dalton Connect. He's going to be the SEC player.
I've seen him, yeah.
And his name is Dalton.
Yeah.
He's great to watch.
Man.
They're really good. They've got all the pieces. I really do think they're a Final Four type.
It's Rick Barnes' best team, I think.
This year. Do I think? Man, I don't know.
Who knows?
To answer the original question, this team is Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Mm-hmm. And whichever one of those is worse, we're usually that. I mean, I'm just being honest. I hate it, but could they come out and play the game of the year and make it close, maybe win? Yeah. But would I bet on it? No.
Craig,
at this point.
The good thing.
And Craig did, by the way, call my dad. My dad was a postmaster at Poen. He collected eagles. And he had them in the post office, obviously to signify the postal service this whole bit. So he had like 40, 50 eagles, and he said, my dad's uncle put Craig up to it. Craig called my dad, and it was something about eagles and killing and eating an eagle.
That's right. You say, tastes like chicken.
So something like that. But anyway, maybe we can find that. I don't know.
That would be classic.
Anyway.
I did want to mention, too, we have Hannah Gamble calling a little bit later. She's a third baseman for the Razorback softball team, Craig.
Oh, cool.
You got them playing this week. They're 4-1. They're a top 12 team. You got baseball starting this Friday against James Madison. Yeah, they're obviously a top five team. So you got the track, who's men's and women's top five.
So and there's a lot to cheer for.
There is.
Gymnastics.
And aren't you in gymnastics? They're top 15. Now, you're a Trojan grad, correct?
No.
Oh, you're not. Okay, I'm sorry.
Arkansas State University.
I'm sorry,
class
I got that
of 72.
Right. That's right. That's
got
right.
Got a degree and a wife.
They were the Indians. They were the Indians, correct?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. By the way, you can't say that anymore.
Well, you just did.
I know. Well, they were. That's what they were.
Well, and you know what? They're still skins, and they're still, no disrespect.
By the way, too.
I'm still a Poen Indian.
There you go.
That's right. Too, I want to encourage everybody, this Thursday night, another team that's playing well is Darryl Walker's Trojan Basketball. They're 8-4.
Yeah.
They play the number one team in the conference, Morehead State, Thursday night. They're going to give away $4,000 to a lucky attendant, whoever, I think you have to make a free throw shot or something. I don't know the details. $4,000. So get out and support them. It's just nice to find, with us struggling with basketball, some other things to sort of focus on.
Yeah,
it's also Valentine's Day, Craig. I was wondering, we were asking all the music you used to play, is there a few love songs that come to mind from either back when you were playing at B98 and Request or anything, when you were getting kids on the dance floor? Yeah, I know you did a lot of them. Anything that comes to mind? Endless Love with...
That was a good one.
Outstanding. That was right.
Chicago,
Color My World.
Yeah, I actually saw somebody. By the way, 661-1037, if you want to text us your favorite love song.
Not you mentioned but anything with him, Chicago or who was the lead? What's his name?
Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh, well, what's his name from Chicago? I can't
Lamb?
No.
Not. It was
Cetera.
Yeah, Peter Cetera.
Yeah.
I mean, those little Ralph Macchio movies.
You got the Righteous Brothers. Lone Star. I just knew. We'll give you a chance to think about that. Also, Justin, did you hear, I mentioned earlier, a little controversy with Beyonce. Apparently, she's got a song out that's supposed to be, I want you to hear it and see if you think it sounds like she's trying to create a country song.
Huh.
And then, of course, now it's got the country.
Well, that's been the reports. Hey. That's what she is doing. I think she released two or three of them.
I wasn't really impressed with the song. you know, and she drops a B word three or four times in it.
In a country song?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it Texas Hold'em?
It's Texas Hold'em, okay. Yeah.
You have it?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get it later.
Yeah, we'll let you hear that. I'm sure. Curious to see.
You know, I don't know what it sounds like, but she didn't look bad dressed as a cowgirl, I'll tell you that much.
Craig, back in the day, did you have artists come to the studio to promote shows? Did you do much of that back in your day? No, we didn't.
We didn't have the musical artists. Now,
Tommy would have the headbangers, the rock and roll guys come in, and he'd have them and have some fun with them.
They brought weed. I don't know. You know what?
Tommy and Craig.
I don't know.
You were the good guy. Tommy was the naughty guy. He was the outlaw.
I was at the mall. Tommy was at the bar.
That's exactly the characterization of the 80s and 90s.
What did you think
of the Super Bowl the other night?
Loved
the second half. Great game.
And nobody's talking about my favorite commercial, which was the couch potatoes.
Yeah, it ran twice, maybe three times.
I love that ad.
I finally saw the Walken one this morning. I looked up a few other ones. That was great, just seeing Christopher Walken.
Yeah. Real quick, on the couch potato, I can't remember.
Pluto.
It was the name of the streaming service, TV
Pluto.
Streaming service.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a row of potatoes out there that were...
Oh, it was brilliant. And you think when it starts, there's this old farmer going to be in a truck, and you're thinking it's a truck ad. No. We grow couch potatoes here. And I thought that was brilliant.
Yeah, so there was some creative stuff. I don't think it's as good there as good as they used to be. Mm. I mean, there was, you know, I think people are a little bit more nervous about putting
it. Something different. I mean, you know, usually all we had were Pepsi, Doritos, and Bud Light back in the day. Now they've got some other ones.
What did you think of Usher's performance?
Oh, I thought it was terrific. And I liked the roller skating. I could have watched that.
Yes. Now, are you a roller skater? You know, back in your day, I was about to say, you probably all skate.
I did dances at the roller rink.
Oh, I bet you did.
But if I got out there, I was a target. All the young 12-year-old kids would bomb you, and they'd try to knock you down. So,
what was the roller skate place that you went to? I know there's one left.
Eight Wheels. Was the big one.
I've heard about Eight Wheels, yes.
Troy's Roller Rink.
Yeah, I've heard about Troy's.
Asher was the big roller rink back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Yeah, that was. I was embarrassed. I had to pull myself around. I never learned how to skate. It was the whole thing.
Hardware store there in Sherwood.
Skate World.
Well, they've got their floor in that store is an old skating rink. They left the wooden floor.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a hardware.
Look at some of our text line. We'll go to break with this, Roger. The Commodores, Easy. More of You by Chris Stapleton. Can't Help Falling in Love with You, obviously, Elvis. Keep On Loving You by REO Speedwagon.
Yep.
Brian Adams, Have You Ever Really Loved a Woman?
Stairway to Heaven did not work because you'd end up rocking and rolling at the end of it. That was the most conflicted song ever written, but it was terrific.
Just think, in this market, you had a chance to go to a high school dance and either have Craig O'Neill or Tommy Smith doing your
or Bob
dance.
Robbins.
Or Bob probably did it
too. In the early days.
Absolutely. He was in Poland.
See?
Sheridan and all those. All right, you got a question for Craig, throw it at us. Also, we're going to visit for the last time with Walt Coleman. I'm sure you know Walt Coleman was going to be here. He's not going to be here in person. This is his last call of the year. I think he's down in Florida, but he's going to check in with us. Luckily, we didn't have many controversies with the game the other night.
He could straighten us out.
That's the way you like it. All right, 7:30 here in Morning Mayhem. Hold on.
Come on, country.
Come on, Craig.
If I had
two dozen
roses, Shenandoah.
Give it to you now.
Love wine.
But I don't milk the cow. And then I get behind the plow.
Hey, we'll check in with Walt here in just a second. But before we do, Craig, you remember when you were at Channel 11 going to Poland, you told Nick Ginty, who was the assistant news director, you wanted to go interview this team, this big story about this 2A team winning or getting. Yep. Had they already won the state championship?
They'd won the championship. The whole town, Justin, was in that cafeteria.
Do you remember that, Justin?
The whole freaking town.
Yeah, I do remember that.
And
it was my senior year. Yeah.
Oh. Do you remember the frosted tips that Justin had in the puka shells?
Thankfully for both of us, you don't.
Actually, my one impression from that is I looked around at y'all and went, I'm taller than any of these kids on this team.
Well, that just shows you. They were gritty.
I could post up any one of these little scutters.
Hey, before we go on, let me just, because you mentioned
that's
that right there.
That's probably a fact.
Congratulations to the Benton Panther boys. They won the conference championship last night.
Yeah, you,
Coach Dexter Hendricks will be calling and talking to Wes later, but congratulations to Benton, man.
Yeah, they're man. They've got that star player that's just one of the best in the country.
They've got a star coach, too.
Yeah, they do.
And Dexter, if I'm looking at it right, first in the 5 South, 12-0 in conference, 22-4 overall.
Wow.
That's huge for Benton. They'll all be out today.
I do want to thank Petty Jean Meats for being Craig's sponsor.
Yes.
A long relationship. And another, you know, in addition to Petty Jean, he's talking about the companies that have been around a long time, is our last call of the day. Roger, we'll welcome Walt Coleman.
It's now time to talk with legendary NFL referee Walt Coleman, brought to you by Sigma Supply Packaging Products. Sigma Supply are leaders in packaging solutions with equipment, supplies, and best of all, service. Online at SigmaSupply.com. And remember, if you're not using Sigma Supply, you got low-grade
product, man.
Good morning, Walt.
Hey, morning. I sure wish I was there, but an awful lot of celebrities on this morning.
Well, I was about to say, what are your memories of Craig back in the day? Obviously, Coleman Derry was a major player back in Craig's heyday, both at B98 and in Channel 11.
I got a memory of y'all. Well,
yeah, you have to remember that Craig and I go all the way back to high school. I mean, Craig went to Little Rock Central. He was a senior when I was a sophomore.
Hail to the old goat, baby.
And so we go back a long, long, long ways. Mm. But we used to do the Do Your Moo contest.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
The Do Your Moo at the State Fair.
I think he's talked about that before.
I don't think I've ever heard about this. Do Your Moo. I have not heard about this.
That's good.
Outstanding. Well, Walt, I told Craig and Justin and Raj that I'm glad that there was no controversy for the most part when it came. You know, obviously there were maybe a couple missed calls, but nothing that really impacted the game. At least I didn't think so. You had that one, you know, player down the field on the special teams touchdown. Not special teams, the trick play for the 49ers. But it was relatively a clean game besides that, don't you think?
There was only one play I had a question about, but Walt, and it was, and it really didn't affect the game. But I feel like I'm the only one that's seen it. The Kansas City running back was going down and tried to lateral the ball. It looked like a fumble in live action, but when they replayed it,
We lost Walt.
I was going with that, I don't know, do you guys remember that play where the guy's going down, and to me, when it was live, like I said, it looked like a fumble that the running back that was carrying the ball fumbled and recovered, but or somebody else recovered, excuse me, and it, like he was lateraling it, but it was clearly a pass forward, and they never...
Yeah,
do y'all remember
that? I don't recall that. We'll try to get Walt back on the phone.
They didn't penalize it, but it wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah, I think it was, like I said, for the most part, I think it was a clean game. There were a couple of calls that you could have,
Was there an illegal lineman downfield on the trick play?
Yeah, on the they apparently missed that one. Josh, Walt's call dropped. Can you get him back on the phone?
Man.
I just sent him a number.
Did you? So
that's a penalty. You dropped the call.
You did.
That's 15 yards.
You make the call, Walt.
That is a 15 yards and delay of game.
You
all have two flags on this show.
One of my favorite deals, Justin, is that I was sort of I played a role in a small role in Craig having the opportunity to do the PA at War Memorial.
Big role.
And so I'll never forget the first time there was a game, one of your first game, there was about 10 flags thrown, and finally you made some smart aleck remark like,
"There's a flag on the field."
I thought, oh boy, Craig's going to start throwing his humor here, which
it ticked everybody off.
But you worked your way through that.
Oh yeah,
and you created
please leave a message.
And you created the
that's another penalty.
It's another flag. But you also created it's another Arkansas Razorback first down.
Well, and the marketing office came to me and said, "Do you realize you're pausing when you say
you
it's
didn't even realize you were doing that?"
And they said, "What you ought to do is see if we can get the crowd involved." In the Ole Miss game, if you remember, it was like 34 to something. It was raining. It was homecoming. We started it, and not many people picked up on it. But 2 weeks later, we're in Little Rock, and we killed LSU. We had 22 first
downs. And that's where it really stood out. Yeah.
Flag.
That's flag.
Let's just try 8 o'clock if you want to.
Yeah, just tell him to text us.
but do you remember, Justin, you know, Rog, that was it became a major deal at the time because you didn't have that interaction with fans from the PA standpoint. Listen, the guy before you is a super guy, super nice guy, did a solid job, but I think
Andy.
Andy's a great guy, and you know, but you had that it factor, and you brought a little. I always think too, why can't the PA announcer have a little fun and juice? Because listen, they do it in basketball. It's almost obnoxious. You know, they scream. So why can't you do a little bit more of that in football? And that's sort of what you did. Mm-hmm. And I was glad that.
I guess it was taboo for anybody up in those seats and those windows and all that to show any kind of emotion towards a home team, especially when you're doing. But I would think, you know, because I've never understood that, why you journalists that are sitting there watching the game, you have to bite your lip, and you can't say whole lot to me. I mean, come on.
Well, you're right. I remember that first game because it was there were a lot of first downs, and it worked. And you got in a cadence, and it did.
It became a band, genius. And the crowd.
Of, you know, one of the things that I think we missed in Fayetteville now, we've talked about it, is Jim Ropkin, that what he used to do at Barnhill, we don't have that anymore. I don't know why we can't do it in Bud Walton. I don't understand why. Maybe it takes a special guy to be willing to run around and come back a personality, but they haven't hired anybody, I think, who's interested in doing that.
And the other day I got mistaken for Jim Ropkin. A guy came up to me and he said, "Man, I used to love it when you'd run around the basketball court and get the whole team." I'm like, "Oh," and I went with it.
Yes.
And said, "Well, thank you."
Well, one thing about you, Craig, you and I don't know if you know this, Justin, I think Roger does, but when I first met you, you were a much heavier guy. Not heavy, but you probably 50, 75 pounds?
Well, yeah, I got up to about 226.
You were heavy at 226, and what did you get down to?
I'm now down to about 192.
Okay, so you lost 30 pounds, maybe not 75.
But
maybe.
I was like Elvis. I was the fat. I was thin. I mean, if you look at pictures, up and down, up and down.
Well, you had birthing hips, I guess.
Why do you think I wore the tux
tails,
and the tails?
I know. That's hello.
I wore the tux and the tails to cover up the big booty.
Yeah, that's what we do. It's what we do.
Exactly.
It's what society made us do then.
My end justified those means.
That was genius.
Reading some of our messages here. Islands in the Stream by Dolly and Kenny. Ooh. Talk about the greatest love song. So awesome to hear Craig's voice on the radio. Here's another one. Love hearing you on the radio again. Craig, it's awesome. Valentine's song. Angel Eyes by Jeff Healey Band.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of course, you know Justin Moore. Our own Justin Moore.
Oh, yeah.
Is it what's your number one? When a Man Loves a Woman, is that right, Justin? Is that your number one?
No, that's Michael Bolton.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. It's I said it yesterday. I got it right yesterday.
Dad, over here. Dad.
What?
God.
What's your number one? I got it right yesterday.
Well, I've got multiple number one.
Well,
love
this,
songs
the love song.
Boom!
not as many as Michael Bolton.
yours are original, though.
I'm going to sue him.
The one you're talking about is With a Woman You Love.
With a Woman You Love, yes. Yes.
That's your most to one his most with recent, a woman you don't love.
Craig, it's his most recent number one, the
it
love
is.
Song. Yes.
No,
I'm suing him.
No, Craig, it's not.
I said, wait a minute. No, is that, was your next, was
he's
your latest one a love song,
stuff
too?
Up.
Is the Whiskey song a love song?
Yeah.
Yes.
I guess I
never listened to it.
I just look at the video.
Listen to me.
I don't
listen
to the lyrics.
More Middle Finger's a love song to me.
Well, I guess you're right. They all can be love songs.
They can be. It's all relative.
No, they can't all be love songs.
Well, you can figure out a way to work love. And that's what we talked about yesterday. You know, the movies. Remember, rom-coms? Yeah. Figure out another way to make it be about love. Here you go. This is a good one. You talk all night. Bye-bye, Vickers. Well, a woman you love, you'll get home in a decent hour. Don't need to look no more, cause you finally found enough forever. Just great song. With a woman you love.
He said decent hour. That is
when I watch that video, I think of that's a love. When I watch the video,
I don't even
want to
think
Priscilla,
about you watching
you and Priscilla
that
Block,
video.
I don't think of love. I think of action.
The actors in the video are literally rolling around in bed nude.
Yeah, but I don't.
Wow.
That doesn't have to be love. Just saying. Just saying.
What? Bye, Craig.
I love you, Basil.
Wow. Wow. He can get away with it because he's so good looking.
Craig, did you ever?
I ain't going to no bedroom, David. I'm sorry. I didn't come here to talk about that.
Did you ever push it where you would? Somebody would say, "Why'd you hear? Did Craig really push it today?
No.
Did you really push the envelope today, or did you leave that to Tommy?"
Listen, the most pushing he did was Marvin the Boss's nephew. Yeah. That was it.
I think another thing that we'd love to do with you, and maybe do it with Roger, related to NIL, is that you use some of your old characters and how it relates to football today, because things have changed. Justin, earlier today, we talked about the College Football Playoff Association, or whatever you call it, just apparently signed a deal with ESPN. It's not official, for that 12-team playoff. We knew it was coming. This is why you expand it, because it's massive money. A six-year, $1.3 billion deal.
I'll watch.
Yeah, it's $1.3 billion. Over
1.3 annually.
Yeah, I mean, that is, of course, wow. You said it was 12 games, Josh, exactly.
4-4-2-1 would put you at 11.
11. So that just tells you the money, Craig, that's out there.
Wow.
And that's one of the reasons. The other reason that it's better than four. I just think, smaller division schools have been doing this for years. But it also shows this is why we're sort of in this mess. There's so much money. But as Josh pointed out, the players don't get any of this. And that's why they sort of say, okay, go do your own thing. And you know what? This is the mess we got with the NIL.
It's like asking Justin, come out with a number one album and we'll give you a college scholarship. And it'll take 4 years to do it.
The great Craig O'Neill brought to you by Pettigee Meats. He'll be with us one more segment. We'll try Walt in the 8 o'clock hour. Also, Hannah Gamble coming up as well. Who sings this, Roger Dodge?
Institute you can't disparage.
Is that Frank?
It's Frank.
Chairman
That's
of the board.
All you need to know, baby.
7:45 on Valentine's Day.
Oh, cool.
Vivo y en directo. I can tell you, I just love that. They were doing that for many years up there, Craig. And I don't know if they felt there was not an audience. Obviously, there's a huge Hispanic population in Northwest Arkansas.
I would turn down the TV and watch the game with him doing it.
Why not?
If we could do it.
I know. It's just anyway, they're in town for some bowling over at Cabot. It's high school bowling, if you believe that.
Is he doing play-by-play for bowling?
I don't know.
That would be great.
Are you do you do any activities, Craig, like bowling or what's the Italian game that everybody plays? Is
bocce ball?
Are you a bocce ball guy?
No pickleball. No bowling ball.
He's at the gym. He's working out.
I'm working out.
Basketball?
Dude.
You play basketball?
Used to.
Yeah.
And when we had a thing we did on Channel 11 where I took on Asa Hutchinson.
Yes.
In a game of horse.
Okay.
And it was the first time I played basketball in about 8 years, and I could not even get the ball.
Oh, isn't that terrible?
To the hoop. The muscle memory would not get the – and he beat me like – and that's the last thing he won.
Asa was pretty good. Asa,
Bada-boom. Hey, good night, everybody.
So if I were to say, Craig, if I teamed you up, Justin Moore was one of the team leaders on the point, the championship basketball team. Mm-hmm. You and Craig versus, say, Scotty Thurman and Pat Bradley. What do you think? Because, listen,
that's a terrible
– No, could not get the ball to the hoop, Justin.
What if we had Justin with Scotty, you with Pat Bradley, and how you guys, would that be a better matchup?
No, because I can't get the ball to the hoop anymore.
Well, you know what? The Trojans tried to give away $2,000 the other day, and you had to, the contestants came on the court, and you had to make a free throw and a layup, and they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it.
Wow.
And Roger, I remember Tommy and I got out there one time and could not make a shot. A lot of pressure out
like
there.
The muscle memory is gone.
My favorite moment, Little Rock Athletic Club, you used to play on one end of the court, which means if you were driving real fast, you were going to hit the wall. Ball is loose. I'm playing with Corliss. Corliss and Scotty would come down there and play pickup basketball.
Yep.
I'm playing with Corliss. Ball's about to go out of bounds. I'm about to hit the wall, but I keep going. Throw the ball. I know Corliss is trailing me. Throw the ball over my head toward Corliss. dunks it.
Yes. Nice.
It was a great play that no one saw.
Oh,
thank you.
I will say this. By the way, too, thanks to Pettigee Meats for sponsoring Craig.
Yes,
each
thank you, Edward Ruff. He told me about a call you made to him. I was at an event for Sacred Heart a couple of Saturdays ago, and he does a big job of helping out and supporting up there. He told me about y'all's relationship and where he did a Kelsey with a referee at a football game or a basketball game, and his dad set you up to call him up and talk to him. That was great.
I will say this too, Craig. You're talking about former players like Scotty and Corliss. You know, Pat Bradley, I did sort of set up Justin. It was going to be Joe Klein versus Justin Moore shooting in our basketball going back for it. But Joe didn't want to do it, so he didn't want to step out. So Pat, I recruited Pat.
Oh, Lord.
So here's Justin, who's a good basketball player, but you got Pat Bradley out there. And Justin,
Pat was drugged up because of a tooth problem. Yeah, he just had
like three teeth pulled, and Justin was knocking him down. He was doing a great job.
He was.
But Pat,
cute little butt.
Pat Bradley still shoots basketballs on a regular, on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
And right, Justin, I don't know what he made. Shot like 80%. You know, I don't think he hardly missed a shot.
He don't remember.
Craig, I'm not embellishing, 40-50%. And most of it was like, you know,
mid range.
Just inside the arc or three pointers.
Right.
Which is not a great idea, play doing that against him. But I felt good about what I did. He just didn't. He literally didn't miss. Like, I'm like, okay, maybe this. Nope, nothing but the bottom.
Have you ever?
I knocked this one down from the corner, kind of behind the backboard. Maybe the. Nope, knocked it down. I mean, he just made every single shot. And I told these guys, I go, that's the difference. I mean, like, in 2A high school basketball, and one of the greatest shooters in the history of the SEC.
He also spoiled Nolan because he was a find by Nolan Richardson.
Yeah,
and Nolan told me, I always look for the player. Let me do it. I always look for the player like Pat Bradley. The one nobody wants.
I think he found Pat. Yeah, Pat was looking. I mean, I think he was looking for somebody else to stumble on Pat.
Went way up there to get him up in Boston.
And by the way, too, I think, is this coming year the 30th anniversary of the,
that's
right.
94, absolutely.
So I think there'll be a lot of those kind of
stories.
And all those kind of things.
Okay, well, I want you all to notice something, especially if you watch the Razorbacks tonight. Have you noticed when a player comes down, and he'll stop outside the three-point line, and he'll rock from one side to the other, do a crossover dribble, back to the right, and then step back, hits it at least 60 to 70% of the time. Dance move, cross, cross, step back, make it. It's amazing. You don't think he's going to do it, but it's the step back that gives him the power to hit the three-point shot. Yeah. Watch that.
I just love watching you do that right in front of us here. I mean, Justin, you should see it. Matter of fact, if you go to the cameras right now, you get to see Craig do that.
Yes.
We got a ton of messages here. I vote Moaning Mayhem. We should do a moo off.
Yep.
Who knew that there was I guess I missed the whole moo thing.
It was genius back then.
It was.
Days,
Craig, as always, great to have you.
I love you.
Wednesdays are going to be a lot of fun. We've got some other big announcements coming up to add to the show as we get ready for spring sports.
I'm telling you all have more voices on this show than I've got in my head.
That is it. And we'll see if we can somehow track down the prank call of you and Tommy Ray Moore, Justin's dad. That'll be
cool.
And I'm just telling you, Roger, I think there's gold in their heels with you and Craig O'Neill together.
Listen,
I'm intimidated. It's caller ID, and if I find that guy,
that guy.
Ruined a career.
We're going to set it up. We're going to make it work. Craig, thanks as always. Thanks to Pete
Meats. Craig O'Neill, everybody.
All right, we'll try Walt Coleman again with a better line at 8 o'clock.
And we're hanging up on him.
There you go.